Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
But royalty, royalty, royalty to all. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of the Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Abu the Seventh Oracle. And today is going to be, hold on, y'all, I don't know what happened with the music. It just stopped. We got a lot of interesting things that happened, which is fine. Oh, you know why? Because I'm supposed to start off like this, right? Royalty to all, guys. It's going to be a great one today. Ooh.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that those in need of love today, don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, go on round, waking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too.
This has been one of the best years of my 39 years on Earth. You know what I mean? And I say that because it has been the most challenging, the most life-daring, if you will. But, you know,
right?
But what cycle? You know what I mean? So many of us are closing out older cycles, you know, and we are walking into peace, right? This is why I entitled the podcast 2023, We Come in Peace. So I've been in this energy for a while, right? And the lecture I chose today is by a beautiful woman that I adore. As far as her work is concerned, I'm still working on Men Heal Thyself, but all hail and all bow to Queen of Four, which is one of the mothers, right, of the spiritual aspect of the physical, you know, here. And I've always respected Queen of Four, even the things that I heard or, you know, saw or anything like that. You know, I've never thought anything negative or bad about her, because I know, and she also knows, that, you know, we have to be in balance even in our rank, right? So I said this, I said all of that to say this. Gratitude for it all. You know, this one is one of the lectures titled My Son. You know what I'm saying? M-A and then S-O-N. And it's interesting because a lot of men, you know, we are suppressed in the aspect of expressing ourselves on how we feel about, on how we feel. It's amazing the distractions that try to come when you're focused. But anyway, you know, the as far as the things that transpire, oh yeah, the men expressing themselves, how they truly feel about the women, you know, about how, you know, women have hurt us, or how our mothers have hurt us, or how, you know, so, things of that nature. And I did a podcast early on this year, which I deleted, because it just came from a nasty place, you guys. So, you know, it came from a nasty place toward my very own mother. And I did a lot of healing personally, you know, and I had to do it, you know, with a little help of professionals. I had to get professional help, y'all, because I was going batshit crazy. But it was because I didn't understand shit. I didn't understand to overstand certain things. Now I'm in a place of overstanding why things have to happen the way that they happen, you know, and nothing but gratitude, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes it takes, you know, thank you to everybody who was really, really patient with me as I came through the healing process. The healing process doesn't look pretty, you guys. And I don't think that, well, first of all, I just want to say I don't think that it's cute, you know, to even want to sacrifice anybody because of they coming through their healing, you know what I'm saying? Whatever healing that they coming through, and, you know, you have evil intentions, and, you know, a lot of people wanted me dead, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say that. And they probably felt justified, you know what I'm saying, because of how I was projecting towards a woman, not really realizing. And see, the Most High, gratitude to the Most High, because the Most High, you know, see, when we like to play God, you know, the Most High has to step in. And, you know, because the healing is not pretty. So instead of playing God always, you know what I mean, and wanting to, you know, someone to be dead, and it myself too, you know what I'm saying, you know. But I learned a very powerful lesson in that is that, you know, there are things that we just don't understand. And, you know, sometimes it's better to come in peace and better to, you know, just having compassion. Just where I'm getting at is truly having compassion for one another, even when we're navigating through the most deepest. This is why a lot of people do not heal. This is why a lot of people do not even want to go back to their childhood, you know, especially a lot of women, you know, because I couldn't imagine what a lot of you guys had to go through or go through or still going through, you know what I'm saying? So I have a new attitude, but I had to go through my darkest hour, right? The dark night of the soul. I had to go through my darkest hour in order to get here, and I survived. You know, guys, you guys don't know, they wanted me gone. I'm talking those, you know, that say they love me and, you know, went against me, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay. So let me say this. My son, this lecture from Black Magic, the clips are in the show notes, okay? So the clips are in the show notes, guys. Please go back and, you know, research and study this on your own. But I'm going to play this clip from Queen of Four. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes, the clip. But I'm going to paint, and I'm going to just re-listen to this because I think I listened to a lot of it, but I didn't finish it. But Brother Rich and Queen of Four, very powerful lecture, you guys. And I want to, you know, dedicate and, you know, for any male that's healing, because a lot of us don't speak out. And when we do speak out, it's blasphemy, you guys. You know, more compassion and more peace, even for the men who are coming through or growing through or attempting to try to heal things the world goes against. That healing that I had to do, the inward child healing that I had to do as far as my mommy issues, was one of the best things that I ever, and there's so, hear me, y'all, there are so many men who can't speak, because if y'all wanted me dead, you know what I'm saying, I can just imagine the people who probably are not strong enough to speak out how they may feel and how many of them probably did end up. You know what I'm saying? So, let's listen.
All right. Peace, family.
We come in peace.
Shout out to everybody in the chat. Thank you, as usual, for being patient. But I'm here with the queen. I'm about to bring her on, but before I do, y'all know as usual, hit that like button. Let's get these likes up so that everybody in the world can know that we are live with Queen of Four. And also, we're going to get to a quick commercial, and we will be right back. All right, family, but get comfortable. It's going to be a good show tonight, a great show tonight. So get comfortable, and I'm going to bring on the Queen. All right, family, see you in a second.
Hey, everyone. Billy Carson here, a.k.a. Forbidden Knowledge. We have an amazing workshop coming up called The Blueprint for God Power, hosted by Dr. B. Sirius and myself, Billy Carson. Now, this event is going to be January the 7th. We're going to kickstart the new year with a lot of power and a lot of energy. You're going to get all the spiritual gnosis and understanding you need to get through the year. Plus, I'm going to bring hot topics and teaching, things like how to create your own bank, how to set up a will, trust, and a testament for your family the proper way, what type of life insurance policy should you choose, and how you can utilize that to fund projects and businesses in the future, and how you can even access the money in those policies if you're still alive. I'm going to talk about a lot of financial literacy and how to link financial literacy with spiritual knowledge. This is something you don't want to forget. And I'm also going to dig deep into epigenetics and how you can begin to reprogram yourself live during the workshop and change and edit your own DNA. If you want to have an amazing 2023, you need to come on and tune into the live workshop streaming online globally, Blueprint for God Power, January the 7th. Click the link and make sure you register ASAP. Space is limited. Peace.
Pardon me, I'm drinking some tea today. Y'all know I've been coughing a little bit lately, so I've got me a little tea. Queen of Four, welcome back to the show, Queen. Good day.
As you were saying, I thought I
have
to see a bottle of
Drop of Life. Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm going to put the full screen on. Let me see that. Let me see that bottle again.
This is what you need, about 1 day or 2 days of this, and your cough is over.
Drop of Life.
I said, wait a minute, can
you
change?
You did that fast, Queen.
That was smooth.
Yeah, I got to get that from you, Queen. I definitely got to get that from
you. I'll send
you
a gift. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Listen, Queen, I had you on here at the top of the year. It's good to have you back on here before the year closes out. It's always an honor and a pleasure having you on the platform. Got a real important topic on our hands tonight. I posted this real brief clip, this video from the sister Ayanla
Van Sant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the clip with her, she was talking about mothers emotionally manipulating and abusing their sons. And she was talking to the mother, telling her how the words she says can destroy her son for a lifetime. And the son was there sitting, and he looked real sad. He looked real down. I assume that was the son. But the clip that I posted on Instagram got such a response. Like, it resonated with people, and a lot of people identified with it. Mothers admitted they did it to their sons. Sons confessed that they were the victims of emotional abuse. And I talk often on my show about how important the role a mother plays and how important the role my mother played in my life. I always say, you know, my mother's one of the greatest, on her grave stone, I wrote, the world's greatest. I feel as though she was the greatest person I ever met in my life. And I always say if I lived 20 more lifetimes, I would love to have her as a mother 20 more lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I do, I credit to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important. It's so vital. You know, they say mama's baby, father's maybe. You know, the father could come and go. And if he's there, sometimes he may not be there every day. But mama's there for the most part. Mama's there. So that job is such an important job to be a mother. So to start out with, I just want to use a pop culture reference that people could relate to. A lot of people may say that what we're talking about, they may think, if you're in the pop culture, you may think of 50 Cent baby moms, his son's mother. And a lot of people feel as though what's been going on with 50 Cent The mother's emotionally manipulated his son to the point where him and his son has an estranged relationship. So just using that as an example in what I talked about, and to start out with, Queen of Four, you're one of the most magnificent people I've met within this conscious community, and I knew it would be a pleasure and an honor to have this conversation with you. Talk to us, talk to the women, talk to the men. What's going on? Why do you think becomes such a big problem in our community with women emotionally and psychologically abusing their sons in particular?
Well, it stems from being stolen for 400 years, eight generations of seasoning and separation. When your foundation has been taken from you, from your culture, which is your language, your medicine, your food, your path, your way, when everything has been stolen and then whipped out of you and raped out of you and purposely relinquished inside you, relinquished with a masterful business plan,
mm-hmm.
where we get American culture foundation, which is to divide and conquer, separate us.
Mm-hmm.
So separating the man from the woman, the dog from the light of us, the house of us, and the field hand of us, and the complexion and the hair, you know, everything, every way that would keep us in bondage and divided and enslaved would be developed through the Willie Lynch pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Just the name Lynch. And that's what a lynching is. It's a destruction of the people. So it was to generate, imagine us, and we're in it, eight generations, nine generations of that training of dividing. Now, and being in your wholeness, you have your culture, your identity, you know who you are, you know your bloodline, then you have less confusion. So we are there. We have all bloodlines in us. And those bloodlines were not for our upliftment and our development. So 400 of child segments, it brought about anger. And I'm going to be a little passive and say to women,
mm-hmm.
what happens to a people when they're stolen away from their home? They're endlessly used and abused by another group of people for personal diabolical gain. What happens to the generations of women of such a tribe who are continuously raped for 400 years by their oppressors for pleasure and profit? What happens to a once whole African, beautiful African woman mother, the mother of civilization, who was forced to bear the babies conceived under such defiling circumstances? What are the negative things that happen as you get under the condition of, they call the angry black woman? And in hip hop, they'll coin it, coin each other as the woman as my B-I-T-C-H. So that kind of, and the music, which is trap music. You have trap kings, you have trap kings, and trap queens cannot get out of unless you fight for your life.
Mm.
You don't even know to fight for your life. Mm. You don't know anything else, and you have not been trained what you are, who you are, your culture, your identity, and so you're in the cesspool. And then what we have now is baby mama drama, and it's also baby daddy drama, then it's also the children's drama, and it doesn't end until we come out of the trap. So the work that you do, and others like you, myself and others, to help us get out these traps, to get back to our wholeness, that's a mighty work indeed. Inside of that cesspool of the trap, we are not in our natural whole state. And when a woman is that angry, that's the mother. That means that she doesn't have support. And if she doesn't have support, she's going to be angry. And who's going to let that anger out? Those who are around her. It may have nothing to do with that child. Something to do with that child. It's everything to do with what she's not receiving in her own heart.
Mm.
She may not have to have her father in the house. And through generation to generation, she's passing down what she has and what she was taught. And what was stolen from her. So to break that trap, we have to detox. And one of the things that I have developed to help the women come out of that anger and rage that they beat up their children They'll beat up their sons. They'll beat up their daughters because the father's not there. And they're really beating him up. Because really they're beating themselves up. And they don't have skills. Mm-hmm. They don't have tools to come out of that anger, that rage, that vexation. And then they're sick. Yeah? 90s, when the book was written, Sacred Women, 45% of black women had fibroid tumors. And a fibroid tumor is just a physical mucus congestion diet, but it's also emotional, rage and anger that is not addressed. So it just accumulates. And so with a fibroid tumor, if you don't address it, you don't know what to do, you have it cut out. That's violence. You have your body cut on. So when you go, and most don't know they're going, the young ones don't know they're going down that road because it's in the bloodline, the rage, the anger, the toxic living, the meat, the dairy, the flesh eating, eating at our own flesh. Now in 2000, 45% of black men have fibroid tumors. And now in 2022, we have 90% of black women have fibroid tumors.
Yikes.
Now that's a heavy crisis.
Yikes.
Now, on top of that, 80% of African Americans, 80% of those in America have STDs. That's a consciousness. All disease is not just physical. Disease is also mental, emotional. So many of our young people have herpes. Oh, definitely they'll need to stay together with one infected and the other one is infected and they don't know what to do. They're birthing children out of that. And that those children will be left to a parent. And because the mother carries the child, most mothers will carry the child away for a time. Now, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was hearing a lot of babies from my race. Mothers send their babies, they have an abortion, they put the babies in bags and threw them in the garbage. That was in the crack era. So many things that we have to hear. 45% of black mothers are dying in childbirth with their babies. We're in a crisis. The anger, the mother's raging out, yelling as a form of discipline, beating their children as a form of discipline, beating their sons because they're angry at their husband, or beating their daughters because they don't know what to do with themselves, which is themselves. The daughter, my mother, my heart, the mother's daughter is one. So it's really you have to take the mothers, pull them in. I pull them in. And even on Sunday, that's through the rites of passage, sacred rites of passage. That's what you do in a culture. What happens is you're supposed to get a rites of passage between age 13 to 16.
Okay.
Our rites of passage, oftentimes on the street. Rites of passage, many of our young brothers in jail, they're so proud. I went to jail. I did my bit. They're proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they were not raised as a whole family. So it's a big work to pull our families together to heal us enough to be able to stay together. And if you're having an issue, who do you go to for refuge? And so in various spiritual houses, you may go to your spiritual guide, whether it be church, a mosque, a shrine, a temple, a sanctuary, you will go and you might get counseling if you can receive it. But after 400 years of being ripped and chained and cursed and not protected, even in the streets, you know, how many of our young boys have been murdered in the streets by the so-called ones that we're supposed to protect, which we know that's not the truth. We really have to protect ourselves. On every front, there's an attack. There's a dietary attack, eating up fried chicken and spare ribs and sugar and coffee and dead substances. You're going to rage out.
Mm.
Yes, to be clean. So the women have to come with the women, the elderly, and that's why the passage as an example, because that's what we've done in the motherland. Certain things the motherland, we have to keep going. And because there's so much colonialization that happened in the motherland, it's like we got to find our way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Mantel by Self, rites of passage, the Supernova Farm, and 12 other elder juggernauts, I want you to be a part of that, who are training our brothers, who did not get their rites of passage between age 13 and 16. So you have the women who have no tools and filled with anger and rage and sitting alone and upset, and men running through them because they don't know themselves, they don't know their royalty. And then the men, they're out there in the street and they're toxic on young men, so then you have sick relationships. And so when they do communicate, if a man doesn't know how to take care of himself, if he doesn't have enough finance, it's a whole spectrum. He doesn't have his finance together. He hasn't been trained how to make his own money. know, you have to now create your own work, create your own prosperity. You have to better heal yourself. You have healthy relationships. So don't angry black mothers.
Let me
understand, because I was a partly angry black mother as a holistic person. I knew over my early years.
Mm.
So I had to get myself together right quick, because if I don't clean that energy up, my children will not make it.
Mm.
And I made a conscious effort never to say anything bad about their father. I don't care what it was. They said, well, you know, yeah, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. I said, really, you know what? He gave the life. I have to defend that. Period. Because I want you to make it soon. If I ingrain in you anger and upset and all the stuff that we had at a low frequency, I would see the same thing as you do when you grow up. So that's not giving our children love to put down their father.
Mm-hmm.
To put down their father and to curse their mm-hmm. father, to curse themselves. And particularly after knowing all that we have gone through as a people. So that we do what the men have to go to men to learn how to be men. And the women have to go to the women and learn how to be women and know how to work together, and then we can create my family harmony. We can come out of the madness and move into the spirit of my aunt. If a whole nation was based on the principle of my aunt, a whole nation is mystical. How you gonna get help? My aunt, what is my aunt? It's a scale. It's supposed to be what this system is set up as, which is completely not. On one side of the scale is your heart. On the other side is the feather. Your heart has become as light as its feather in the midst of social injustice. Because what's inside our injustice, we have to give ourselves what we need, and that we become balanced. And then we then begin to radiate out from in to our community. And then we no longer have angry black mothers, angry black women, and hurt, wounded children.
Let me ask you this, Queen. I noticed when I asked that question at the top of the show, I already got a comment from a sister saying that's a coward-ass question. And I want to ask you, because a lot of brothers feel as though, you know, when we talk about things like this, a subject such as women taking, women emotionally abusing their sons, people feel as though women get real defensive and that they can't take accountability is a key word that women don't own up to, accountability. So I want to ask you, did you watch, what was your opinion about Kevin Samuels? Because he seemed to strike a nerve with women. So I want to know, what was your opinion about him, and why do you think a sister would get so upset? Just as simple as me asking you that question. It was a clip that was posted, and why do you think, number one, what's your opinion on Kevin Samuels, and why do you think a sister will get so upset typing angrily on the keyboard? Coward-ass question. All I'm asking about is a topic that definitely needs to be addressed and definitely needs to be spoken of. So your thoughts on those two questions right
now. Yeah. Well, I'm going to send so much love to our sister because I understand she's hurting anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hit a nerve, a trigger. You know, some things happen oftentimes in our homes when doors are closed between mother, father, between child and parents that are inappropriate. And so we have a hurt community. So when you say it, it's just like it's a jab because of that much damage that has happened. And so she was really to sit down and really communicate. She would end up crying.
Mm.
She would end up saying, this is what happened to me as a child. This is what happened to me as a teenager in my own home. Or other women, this is what happened to the room. Because it's Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching on Sunday 60 women, and we had like time for 6 questions. And it was all about the heart and the emotions. And what they talked about is incest. They talked about what their close friend in the family did. And one of the young girl, and 7 years old. Another one was from age 11 to 16, a family member, and the family member is still in the family and talking and involved. And she's like, every time she thinks she just wants to die, and she's crying on the call. And she's not told her family, because well, one told the family, and then the family told her that she was lying because they were so ashamed. That's really what it is. So we have a lot of things we have to heal up. So have mercy on the sister. I can only imagine what she's going through, what she has gone through, for her to react that intensely. So I'm going to send her a lot of love. And then she takes her, and I'm going to send it to her. And I may see her sometime, and we may have this quiet talk. And she evil cries of the tears.
Hmm. And as far as Kevin Samuels, when he died, woman was like applauding his death. What you think about the message Kevin Samuels brought to the community?
Yeah. What happens when the way he talks? It's the way, you know, you can say something and with compassion and kindness. He sensationalized us in a negative way.
Mm.
He made us look like we were ignorant. Mm. We weren't worthy to have a good man in our lives. And he would tell us, he's like, so who do you think you are?
Mm.
You know, what are you worth? So he insulted, he smacked us, he insulted us, he made, he belittled us. He did not have love and compassion for us.
Mm.
So that's why the women were upset with him. But seeing it, we were also not well. We were sick. Many times we come with it. I would see it sometimes. They would come on the call, and they would come with innocence. We'd be like, innocent. Well, what do you think? And I do need somebody in my life. Well, who do you think you are to deserve that? What's your level? I said, whoa. He didn't take me any of myself. He just, that one right there? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah,
He dragged us like nobody's been. No young girl was looking for a daddy.
Mm.
They're looking for an uncle who can give them guidance. And they came. And they also knew that he was going to come and beat them up. So some of them came to get beat up.
I think so. You're right.
They didn't feel good about themselves. They were not lifted up enough by a father, by an uncle, you know, by someone in the community. She was a wounded child. She came to him. I could feel her history. She came to him. Maybe he might help her because he seemed like he had a lot to offer. And he had a lot to offer. But what he did with that offering, he was cruel to us. That's what happened.
Mm. You know, when we bring up this type of subject and we talk about, you know, parenting or having children or having a successful union, a successful family, it's almost as if people get angry. And I did a show with, brother named Yosef. And the people were so discouraged at that. You know, because we were saying during the show, we were saying, you know, it's beautiful to want to build this Black Wall Street and to do all these magnificent things in a Black community, but everybody skips the most important part, and that's building up a family. People want to do all this magnificent stuff, but they want to skip past the family part. A lot of people think it's harder to build to have a family than it may be to build the first Black bank. Like, this shit is hard. Pardon my language, queen, for a lot of people. They're like, nah, that's impossible. This is 2022. So when we talk about this, a lot of people are like, nah, it's impossible, especially a nuclear family, the man, the woman, and the child. They're like, that just don't, they don't see a reality to that. So for those who hear this conversation, they're like, it's like so far removed from their thought process, queen. And what would you say to them?
Training. That's what it is. It's a lack of training.
Mm.
It's a lack of connectivity. It's a lack of unity. And the unity has to be developed. The unity doesn't just happen, but it has to be developed because we were severed. We were separated from each other. We were abused in the separation. So now to bring us together, it's already broken. If you're broken, you're two broke people. What do you build with two broken, broke people? You have to have development. You have to have training. So I remember when my children, well, the first one was Supernova. I went to two, at least three men, but two I clearly remember, he was 13. And I said, okay, he has a blood father, but his blood mother has some issues, some serious issues. And I took him to Imhotep Gary Bird, and I said, please charge him, teach him, talk to him. And then I took him over to Bob Law, who was at the time the vice president of NITOR, wise man in our community, and I took him to him. And I took him to other really positive men, and to know Uncle Asamar. We were married for 19 years. He developed them as well. So we have to actually reach out. When we want, look at yourself. First of all, with yourself. Before you try to bring a family together, you have to get yourself together. If you are filled with women, most average women, during her menstrual time, she's in pain. So what's she going to bring to the mate? shows up in bleeding for hemorrhaging, when they're bleeding, 7-10 days or what have you. And while they're bleeding, they're in pain, and the tumor's growing and festering. And many of them already had surgery, procedure, and the tumor's taken out and came back again. They didn't know how to live. So then you get a mate in the midst of that sickness. The same for the men. Men are having prostate issues and high blood pressure and diabetes. So you bring two sick people together, which is going to create sickness, more sickness. So when you, and if you study all your relationships, if anybody would study, take a circle, put yourself in the middle, and write down all your intimate relationships and see what, how did it end? Why did it end? What was the discourse? Was it the same pattern each time? Standing, don't know how to talk to each other, hostility, blaming him, blaming her. It still comes out of their parents. What was happening with that, the man and his mother and father? What was happening to the woman and her mother and father? That's what that reunion is. So that's what makes it difficult. So that's what, you know, right now in Sacred Woman, in this month, on my podcast, it was about at least two women that said, I took sacred rites of passage, and then my mother watched my intrusion, what my attitude shifted, and then she came into the rites of passage as well. So this semester coming in at graduation, I have one, the mother who is graduating, the daughter brought the mother in. Now that happened, it was like 1 week and then the next week. So we can double back and bring our parents into wellness. We can double back and bring our children into wellness. But in order to do that, it's self-preservation. Heal thyself. Yeah, heal ourselves. Check yourself at the door. Check yourself at the gate. See where your imperfections are. See where your toxic levels are. And then you start to clean up. Do a detox. Do a fast. Cleanse. Take your healing bath. Do your prayers, your meditation. Write out exactly how what your issues are. And then write out what you want for your life. You want economic empowerment. You want relationship healing. All the issues that you have in your life, it comes into a relationship. So, no, we cannot heal the relationship until we heal ourselves. And once you get into your healing regime and your rhythm, then you have to hold it. And then you'll attract a man in your life or a woman in your life that will reflect that frequency that you're already on. Because you're not going to get something that you're not. You're going to get something or someone who you are. They're all yourself. You came away time being angry at anyone because it's all yourself. It's all the mirror. It brings back the reflection. And the mirror was developed by our African culture. That's the mirror. And the base of the mirror is the symbol of a woman and it's Hezeru. And Hezeru is about love, the inner child, and the cultivation of inner beauty. When you take a mirror, you see your reflection. When your mate comes before you, that is your reflection. That's exactly where you are. Not what you want to be, but who you are. And so when you get upset, you just see yourself coming back to you. So instead of being upset with him or her or those, look at self-transformational work. Take a season. If you're really hurting, take a season to take care of yourself, to nurture yourself, because it's not. When you attract that mate in your life, you're attracting the frequency that you're standing in. And then it just repeats itself. It's just an endless cycle of the next one. And then you get so angry. You say, all men are the same. All black men are the same. Because black men are going to European men. That's something else. And black men are going to European women. We're giving up on each other. When all this melanin, you've got to clean it up. Come up to them, the meat, the dairy, the fast, the flesh. You come into a state of ma'at.
Does that upset you seeing black men go to European women and black women go to European men, or do you feel as though people deserve to be with who makes them happy?
You can be whoever you want to be with. I'm not here to debate whether you love your this or that. I'm just saying the black man is yourself. You can go to any, you can run around, you run around the world, right around the corner, but you're going to be still, that's yourself that you're here.
Yeah.
So that's like you giving up on you.
Mm.
That's what it shows up as. So now then they come out and say, listen, black men don't have this, they don't have that, they don't have that. Well, what do you have? Can you come together with black men, you're for the business that we all have?
Mm.
In my household, the business is wellness. The book, the workshop, the seminars, the training. Find what that you can do as a union. and then you have something to build on. Don't build away. Build together and fortify yourself that way.
Queen, when a lot of people look for mates, let me just, for example, when a man may look for a woman, he may notice her looks first. And if a woman looks for a man, she may notice his looks or his what he got in his bank account. That's the traditional stereotype. What do you think is the most important quality to look for in a person so that we won't go through these problems if we decide to have children together? Well, what do you think? Are we missing something with what we're looking for when we find a mate or go out there dating? What's one of the main thing you would say?
Well, one thing you can do is you can check the parents, and then you pretty much know who and what you have. If you have parents that are absent, if you look at a mate and just ask them, the women, you know, so what's your family? But how do you feel about your mother? You can start with that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about your father? And that is who you're going to get in that relationship.
Mm.
So if your mother was mean, then if you're a man, you say, well, how's the mother? Meet the mother, she's mean and indifferent. That's the daughter.
Mm.
And now you have a chance to really meet her.
Mm.
Okay? And the same thing. If the woman is now checking for this man and she meets the parents and the father's an alcoholic and he's abusive, then you're going to meet, that's how you meet him. You really meet him that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's so now you know what to heal up.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to what is pretend on the outside, the look, the what you call beauty. Beauty is not just external. Beauty is internal. What the words that we speak, if you're cursing someone, we're really cursing ourselves. An angry mother, she's angry at herself. And the child is who gets the anger. Whoever's close to her, the mate is who gets the anger. So looking for the external is not going to be enough. I hear stories about women who get men who have the finance, and they say they are some of the worst men.
Mm.
Because their egos is all around, I got me like this, so I can treat you like that. So it's a character. Who is this person that you're dealing with? And it has to be rectified. And how I handle all of it is that it goes back to basic principles, the rite of passage. And just like our young boys, our young men, they go to, wow. I mean, I remember I was working all night in Brooklyn. I was writing 1 o'clock in the morning. I had a storefront, two stories in the community center, me and my husband. And somebody was banging on my door 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was in the store area, and I came out, and he said, the police, that, you know, around the corner. Now, if I wasn't sure of my own spirit, I would not have opened up the door and went around the corner. I mean, that's the hood. You set yourself up for it. But I am connected to the Most High. I can heal when something is right now, more than ever in my life. And at that time, I said, oh, this is stuff. They didn't need my help. This is true. And I went around the corner, and I saw these two police cars. And I saw about five young men that said 14, 15, 16. They're about to pull them in and take them away. And I came down and said, these are my children. I said, I want everyone in the house now. They're like, okay, man. The police moved. I said, well, y'all gonna, did you hear me? I'm the mother. I am the mother of the neighborhood, the community. I want to know you. You're my child, and I will watch over you. And that is how we heal each other also. We have to be responsible. My father's a guardian. So my father drilled me into me, black power is unity. And if we have to take care of ourselves. When I was 9 years old, my mother and father took me to I Have a Dream with Martin Luther King. I didn't know what I was even hearing. But that was ingrained in me to be that way, to stick with your people no matter what. I just observed the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're going to have to set up healing camps in our own home.
Mm-hmm.
So even in the home now, you have a mate. You know, one of the things I asked, a couple came to me, and it was so distraught. She had an arm folded, the black woman attitude, arm folded, leaning away from him. I saw the whole picture. I'm going to give this one so much love. And he's like, begging me, please help me. Under my wife's just face and rage. Well, he had a business too. But I said, you know, I said, I'm going to let you come as my guest and sacred woman because, and she said, she stopped her teeth and all that. I said, I don't care. I know she's just angry. She was angry. And I, but later on, I learned what happened with the child. She was abused sexually as a little girl. So she carried that rage as a teenager. And she carried that rage into the union. And so she was just recycling the same emotion and the same baggage and the same confusion. So in that relationship, I answered in 15 minutes of the conversation, I said, are y'all sharing the same bedroom? No. He has his bedroom. She has her bedroom. I said, so y'all are roommates. Y'all not really married. Y'all marriage is a one year coming together. Y'all are roommates. And they settled into being roommates. And then they started to heal. They started to heal. They started to be forgiving. She stopped looking at him as if he was the uncle that abused her.
Mm.
Right? She started to forgive her and didn't really take care of herself consistently. She went through the gateways and her rights were passed with other women who circled her and supported her. And he likewise. And they're able to now be together. Not just in the same house because they have the same furniture or they don't want to split the house in half and the children have, but the children already split in half. And the children are learning how not to be a union.
Right.
The children are learning how to stay divided. So what relationships are they going to have? Those same children are going to grow up and have mates, and they're going to bring those problems back to their parents who gave it to them until they could heal.
You know, Queen, you just mentioned a sort of question when you talk about the sister you just mentioned being sexually abused as a child. We often hear about the whole village, you know, when we were more like a village in our community, in a village mentality,
yeah.
And everybody took care of somebody. You stayed at Uncle Auntie's house. The neighbors could beat you if you did something, this and that. It seems as though that era that your generation and generations under you were so proud of, and it often references, you know, when we had this village mentality, it seems as though a lot of sexual abuse went down during that village mentality. So a lot of people, my generation, the generations under me, we're a lot more protective with our children. And we don't really believe in that village mentality as much as your generation did because a lot of shit went down behind the scenes in the families, like you talked about the incense. So what do you think about people not following that whole village? They're like, people, they kids say to kids, nigga, don't you say nothing to my kid. Don't curse my kid out. Don't, I know a woman, this dude on the street, one time I heard a story about a dude, this mother let her son play basketball, and some dude bought her son a toy or something like that, and she found out that the stranger that bought her son a toy, she tried to stab him on sight. Now, was she wrong or right? That's a judgment call, but people want you to stay the hell away from their children. People ain't trying to hear that village thing as much as they was trying to hear it when your generation is around. So what do you think about black culture just not effing with that whole village mentality no more because of all the sexual abuse and psychological abuse and violent abuse that went down as a result of it?
Well, what happens is we're trying to save ourselves. That's what the village is.
Uh-huh.
And saving ourselves, we in our DNA, we remember. We remember when there was a village. And so we're going to keep that family, the village is a family. Because that incense is not usually happening from a stranger. The incense is usually happening from someone in the house or someone in the family who visits the house.
Yes, exactly.
Right? A village could be like, growing up, my children, adult children, still call my best friend, one of my best friends, Lady Trimmer, Auntie Lady Trimmer, Auntie Jerry Ann.
Mm-hmm.
If I needed something around the corner, they would go to her and pass an envelope of this or that. We would always have some type of exchange. We would do bending together. Oh, Auntie Lady Trimmer, Baba so-and-so. So we were striving to bring our culture back and get intact because we have been so abused by the system. That was our effort. Was it 100%? No, because you still have to be in tune.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing that came to me, there's a concept. It's called impeccable listening. Now, I learned impeccable listening the hard way. I had to fall on my behind, get jacked up a few times along the way, but I always heard my intuition. My intuition always houses, do this, don't do that, feeling to be here. You know that somebody, something's wrong with this person. You, when you come in a room, you can feel the shift or something happening here. If your child's in the corner, what happened when you went over to so-and-so's house? You can feel the person, but we have, we're not as in tune as we need to be. That would be a, that's how you can determine who is responsible enough, who did you check out enough to even say that this person can help you with your child, even as a tutor. It could happen as when they're tutoring your child. It could happen in school. That incest, that sickness, and then it's promoted through media. Sexual orientation, young. You know, our children are being sold in the street. What happened to those over 200 young children in Africa were stolen off the street? Anybody hear about that? It's so much. Sexual trafficking. This planet. We got to know this is a state of emergency. Get out of the fire. And begin to boost up your immune system like you are battling to win your people through. If you don't, you'll be, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Life is very delicate. So if you're not in tune, you living off of dead thoughts and dead foods and abuse, you live off of that, you thrive off of that, you'll thrive, you'll die. There's something Supernova said, purify or die. So hip-hop, purify or die. When he was young, I said, why do you have to say, why do you have to say purify? That's kind of hard. But actually, it's like that. It's actually that. You purify everything. You purify your words that you speak, because you start off with the mother abusing her child, her son. Why is she speaking toxic words? Because she's toxic inside. She's in rage. She's in hatred. She has been abused herself. And she's given only what she has as a mother. And you know what she has? She just said that, I'm protecting my own child. That's a, if you ask her, she would say, I'm protecting my child with the attitude of a man. She'll beat the child down. Sometimes they will try to make that child right. That's the plantation thing. But beat that child. Curse that child out to save them from the world. It's going to beat them up. No, you're going to get them beat up in the house, and they're going to get sure enough beat up outside the world.
That was going to be my next question about discipline in terms of, you know, and the topic is women emotionally abusing their sons in particular. And there's a reason why I want to talk about the whole son-mother dynamic. I think that's the most beautiful dynamic. And well, this is my personal opinion. Maybe I'm biased because of my relationship with my mother. But, you know, as a son, you know, we always talk about, what's that word? Feminizing a man or emasculating him. Do you think whooping your son is a mask? Like if a mother was to take a belt, he did something? Because we all got whooped, but it's like, you know, is there a difference when a mother whoops her son versus the father whooping the son? Like, how do you feel about mothers whooping their sons?
You know, when you said whooping, this is when I hear the voice.
The word, the word.
No, this, I went right to the plantation.
Right, yeah.
Just went right to somebody tied them to a tree and then beat them so much so they had trees on their back.
You're
I went to that place just now. I felt the fullness of that if I was going through at this moment. So that's a whooping. That's a beating. I'm going to beat you down so that you won't get beat in the world. No, you want, that's why you want to get beat. No, I have hit my children when they were younger. I had the full attitude. And I was raised in the backyard garden with roses. And then I became a single parent. I said, wait a minute, hold up. And I had mother and father in the household. My father took care of the bills. My mother took care of the house. And I went on the world. I said, whoa, what in the world? These are my mates? Oh, this is what I have to work with? I had a heavy awakening. But then I had my children. I said, you talking back? You doing this? I said, I don't know how to talk to them. I'm explaining. I'm getting upset. When it was about 35 years old, I started waking up. I started really checking. I'm not living in my aunt. I'm not living in a state of balance. But I'm a vegetarian. And I know how to detox, but my mouth. Check yourself. Because you can curse somebody, and that's a whooping. You can give somebody, a black woman give a child an evil eye, that child will never move, and they will not foster in life. She gives enough evil eye, and she yells at him or her, cursed them and her out, but they're filled with all that sin. And so you have people in the kitchen. I was about the kitchen. We have about three women in the kitchen. We all know that. Look, it's the mother, her girlfriend, and a cousin. And they're talking about the men in the family who didn't do them right. This is a plantation conversation, actually, that just went on into the next, to this reality now. So the whipping comes because of the attitude and the anger of it. We don't know how to talk. I was going to hit my granddaughter when she was little. I said, didn't I tell you? It just starts to something. So didn't I tell you? Okay. And my daughter said, let's don't do that. I said, oh, right. So I talk. I've learned how to talk. I've learned how to think before I speak. That's why I'm so devoted to Hutu. Hekau, words of power, words of medicine. That you can talk someone to become great. And I knew when my son was a teenager, I said, now, look, I done raised you to be mighty. Now, he done messed up so bad. I could have whooped him, but instead I told him how great he was. I told him how great his DNA is. I talked about his ancestors and the greatness he was born into. I talked to him so hard, he started crying. I didn't mean that, but I was being better. That was the whooping then. Mm. Whooping into consciousness. Whooping into his right mind. So lift him up to his highest level. Let him see really who he is. He is not of the street. He is not a Negro, a nigger. He's not a low life. He is divine order. Now, I remember another time I was on my way from my home to my center, and I saw my son sitting in the street. And I gave him the look. I gave him the eye. And I said nothing to him. I just walked right past him and just looked at him. And he knew what that was. And he just started walking back. I said, those who hang out get hung. You have to have a mission and a purpose on this planet. If you don't have a mission, somebody on that low frequency will catch a hold of you because frequency to frequency meet each other. And then you take it out. You shot.
Mm.
So, you know, I can be very tough. And kind and intelligent.
Yes.
I will not hit another soul. I will not whip another soul. Even if somebody curses me and says, you don't know what you're going to, I'm going to say, I'll see you in 5 years. And you know what's so deep? I remember one time my daughter, her friends would come to be 8 deep in the house in Brooklyn. And they would laugh at me because I would give them tonics and they like, 14, 15, 16 years old. And I would say, you better do this because otherwise you'll have to find that you get older. And right now, they're in their 40s. And they said, you know what your mother told us then? It was the truth. I got those same problems. She said, we're going to have. So it doesn't matter. You know, people can say anything they want. At a certain point, you know the truth. There's something that's wrong. God said, we know the truth, so let them babble on. So once you know the truth, which is Ma'at, once you really know Ma'at, because Ma'at is the Israelite principle.
Wow.
And once you connect to that, because the DNA knows, the DNA remembers. They say Yahweh is dead. They say Yahweh, Ma'at, is no more. And if you hear, now values his legacy and thousands of years ago, but we're here and we do remember. It is large in our DNA, tapped down deep in our melanin. So we travel deep within and we fasted and we prayed. And then one day, one by one, you brother, listen your mind. Then two by two, all those on this call, then thousands and millions of us together, wake up. Ain't you hearing now, Valley, that we're here. And I would say when I know we started to wake up, when that virus hit, many of us in the members left. And some of us walked to the hospital and never saw our family member again. My children never saw their father again. He went to the hospital and never came back out. So it devastated me. And I was telling him, boost up your melanin immune system. Boost up your melanin immune system. Come off of the system of destruction. Stop eating your death. Because your immune system will be right at the lowest frequency to catch. And they listen, many of them. And I got a call from Black Rose Rock and Beverly Barnes. And she said, Queen, we're scared of that. It was the beginning of April. And she said, could you give us a word of encouragement, what to do during this time? And I said, I would love to. She said, I said, so when do you want me to come on and speak to your community? She said, you can come basically tomorrow. It was And I came on and I was so fired up and I said, do this, that, and the third. Take the elderberry, take the ginger, take that seed from the sunlight, come off of the dead food, take your healing. I gave a list. When I got off, she said they were so fired up. So she said, could you stay with us next week? And I stayed with her for about 5 months.
Wow.
And then I did a community 21-day detox. I just gave her the gift. I said, come on, everybody, go clean up. We're going to clean up. We're going to raise our frequency. See, nature already has healed us from all the sickness that we have. If the mother was angry and wanted to beat herself up, beat the children up, beat the husband up, if she wanted to do that, she just needs to clean up that blood. That's always me. That's always energy. We don't know you ain't get energy. Every mother, a woman's bleeding 5, 6, 7 days and she's angry. That, you know, there was a research project, and I don't have it. It was years ago I picked it up. I was just reading it. And it said many of the women that end up killing their husbands who are in prison, it was on her menses.
Mm.
Right? Because that mental power that you need, that melanin power in your consciousness, it drops down to the blood. And the blood is toxic on top of it. So that same animal that suffers at the hands of us eating it, you become the frequency that we just ate, the violence.
Wow.
And that violence from inside shows up in our relationship. After holiday dinner, I was watching up my friend holiday dinner. I don't eat none of that. But, and I would watch my children. I mean, when the food would come around, we had a large table, and the food would travel around. And when the meat would come, I would just give them a look. Now I don't mean to hurt them. I said, don't you touch that macaroni and cheese. Oh, don't you touch that turkey. And that good. So it was, I had made food that was fast, and I was going to take that. But I always said, you know, your frequency, when you go in the world, you know how to get beat up in the world by being poisoned inside. A violent act is just the food that you eat, and which controls the thoughts that you think. And the sugar is like, it's crap. Mm. It's cocaine. You know, and so we take that in as a regular. Every day, everybody's cracked out.
For real.
And then you're going to get angry because you're on crack. You're going to be jittery. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to hit somebody. You're going to hit yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. All that inside of your bloodstream.
Mm.
Yeah.
I want to take some questions from the family because I know this subject triggered a lot in y'all. And I could see, I've been looking at the chat tonight, so I could see, you know, this kind of hit home with some of y'all. In particular, give me 1 second, Queen. Chat moving fast, so I don't see it right now. But give me some questions, family. Give me some questions in the chat. I want to ask. So Brandy GTV, you've been getting at men the entire show from the top of the show. So give me a question for the queen. I guess you might want to ask that. This sister here, she's been... I want to be respectful to your question, but the way you're posting it, sometimes it could come off as you done posted the same question over 10 times in a chat. So when a person does that, that's usually the sign of a personality disorder when somebody posts over 12 times within 15 minutes.
What did she say?
Well, they're saying a couple of things. The last thing I keep seeing her post is, can you ask why men are sexually abusing our women and young girls? It seems to be all her comments directed at men. So if you have a more direct question, if you want to ask that, good. I don't know if that's a general question you wanted to chat or if you wanted to ask a direct question. I didn't say you have a personal. I said that can be a sign of a personality disorder. It can be a sign of a troll. That's what I'm saying. Can be. P-word. So if you have a direct question for the queen or do you want me to ask queen this question in particular, either or we could do this or if there's something in particular to answer. Well, I guess just tackle this, and if she wants to add on, she can add on this. But she done posted this question over 12 times. So, Queen, she asked me, can you ask why men are sexually abusing our women and young girls?
Well, if we had a private moment together, she would probably tell me that it happened to her. And what happens, she thinks about it all the time. She's not over it. And nobody's hearing her. That's like, this is the moment. No, her family didn't hear her. Her family didn't support her. Her family did not speak to the person that it happened with. This is because that's that level of abuse and rage and hurt. And it happens to this. This is my take.
Okay.
Because it's 12 times. It may not. Maybe she thought she's defending someone else that it happened to. Or maybe she's an organization and many of women are coming to her. It could have been that as well. So I would just say, begin to take time for yourself now. This is your moment, my beloved. This is your time now to heal yourself. Come in, you know, come into a circle of other women who are healing themselves. Take time away from having men in your life right now. And really just take care of you. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. And don't take 2023, don't take this as a next year, because this is going to give you a cancer in the breast because your heart is broken. You know, that's what you have a broken heart. And you don't have to feel like you're just out there. You can call me tomorrow. I'm accessible. And I'll help you. And I'll talk you through it. You do need someone to support you. And any of the other family members that we have. And this is not to attack our men or our women. This is to heal us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to go through a collective healing. Where we're not enraged with our brother family. He was angry with women. He probably angry with his mother. He didn't feel good about, you know, you can tell there's certain attitudes that we just push and drive and we say it over and over again. There's some deep-seated issues that are happening. So,
all right,
yeah.
Let's get to the next chat question I missed. If, whoever posted the super chat question earlier, you could post it again because they kind of disappear. So if I know what the question was, sort of. So you can ask that again. There was a question I just seen that the sister asked that I want to ask. A sister wants to know, is having sex during periods okay or not?
Well, the period means that the uterus is releasing waste. That's what it is. The menstrual flow, for example. If your body is toxic, you bleed heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So bleeding 2, 3, 4, 5 days more. You know, you should be bleeding for a few hours or maybe a day, 2 or 3 times. If you're bleeding excessively, we don't think it's excessive. We're told by a doctor it's normal for you. But it actually is not. It's normal because women are bleeding heavy. So to have sex, when your body should be releasing, you're going against nature. Your body's letting go, you have sex. It's like your body releasing waste from the mouth, or waste from the arms, from the glands, or waste vaginal, or waste, you know, waste from the body. You don't get intimate, the waste is traveling out of your system. You flush, you release, you purge, you rejuvenate. That's your time to really have sacred time with yourself and really build yourself up, not to have intercourse with someone else. Just may have their own issues, you have yours, but at the same time, it's unhealthy.
Indeed. Once again, family, give me some good questions. We're live talking to Queen Afua. We're talking about all types of stuff, relationships, the dynamics of being a parent, sons being emotionally abused by their mothers, and I guess what is ever on your mind as it relates to this. So give me some good questions, family, and we will ask Queen Afua. All right. So somebody's asking, what about the fathers abusing their sons? So I guess they want to know what your thoughts on that. Fathers
mm-hmm.
abusing their sons.
Well, the father abusing his son is because he was abused. You know what I'm saying? It's intergenerational. It's all passed down. What would the son do? What he has done, he will abuse his son. And we're talking about 8 generations of slaves and just a few generations out of that. So it's all of this generational strengthening of something that is toxic. So that's all what it is. And so we just need to begin to have to do the rites of passage. The rites of passage is not just when you're a teenager or as a young person. It could be elders. There are 3 men in particular. I just finished doing the detox, the leadership detox, and the 3 men. And one man, he's going to be, clearly want to lose 50 pounds. And one wants to lose over 100 pounds. Well, both of them lost. One lost 22, 25 pounds. But it's that is not just waste. That's waste. That's hurt. That's disappointment. That's family hostility, pain. So oftentimes we're just eating our pain, generous, and we're filling up with more pain. And so we have to actually learn how to let go of the pain by feeding nourishment. Feeding real food into the body will help to clear that out. And cleaning the blood out, taking the echinacea, taking the red clover, you know, taking our ginger, taking our berries, our fruits, that will begin to clean out the rage out of the bloodstream. And so that father who's sick, he needs fathering. He didn't get fathering. He got a father. Maybe he had a father. Maybe father, he said, maybe father wasn't even in the house. So that father is actually acting out his teenager rage. That father is acting out his young child rage of being beaten, being abused, being cursed, being belittled. Those are things that happen in families. And so that's so the father is just giving what father knows until the father knows different. And then that's why men's groups are very important. The men, healthy men's group. You don't even have to call the rites of passage. It's healthy men's group talking out. But what happens with men, they often don't even talk to other men.
Right.
They stay isolated. Women who are communal, very communal. But at the basic culture, we're all communal. We just follow the European model. And so we divided ourselves. We've been divided. And that is, keeps us poor. That keeps us impoverished psychologically and emotionally. So that father, he needs fathering. He needs nurturing from other men. And what can happen is that child can actually go, if the child has enough strength, that child can go to an uncle for help, a grandfather for help and say, Daddy's beating me up. Daddy's cursing me out. Daddy's hitting me. Daddy's standing me against the wall. Because that daddy is not just going to see the son. That daddy is cursing the wife. He's angry. He's hurt. He's toxic. I talk about that's one of the men in the book is called, you have the wounded man, which carries, that's that father. You have that common man who doesn't really think much of himself. You know, he's just going to do whatever the status quo tells him. He doesn't have no vision of his own. He's just a common man. You have the negative alpha man. Now, that negative alpha man, he runs his family away from him. The wife, she stays like she's going to yell and go off, and she just kind of backs off, give him his food and leaves him to himself. The children run past him. There's no communication. So there's that angry, oh, that's that alpha man. And in the community, oftentimes that negative alpha man, the community people revere him, they respect him, they follow him. But in the house, when he closes the door, he's dominating and he's aggressive. And he doesn't listen to his children. He doesn't hear them. Because I'm the father. I know better. But sometimes the children know. Did you talk to them? So these are things that, you know, that's an anger. And the angry old man, he's angry at the gate. He's angry at what he did not succeed in. He's angry that his dreams were deferred, as Langston Hughes says. You know, he's angry because his finance is not there. He made efforts and it didn't quite make it, you know. And so those are some of the angers that come out. And then you have the broken man. And the broken man, he may be on drugs, the alcohol numbing out his pain. He has pain in his heart, pain in his emotions, he's in physical pain. And so these are the fathers that are raising the children, and they need healing.
You know what I see a lot from the men when it comes to their version of maybe emotional or psychological abuse toward their sons is that they don't give them, and I see somebody write this, and I was going to bring it up, and this person took the words out of my mouth. They said men are giving other men bad advice. So when you're growing up, not just your father, but the OGs, when it comes time to dating or whatever, or just the streets, they'll know you're about to get caught up in some shit in the street, and they'll let you go ahead. And go through it. Get locked up when they could have told you, nah, don't go in that car. Don't do this. You know, don't do that with that female young brother. They'll purposely give you bad advice or purposely not steer you in the right direction when they knew they could have prevented it. And I've seen this happen over and over and over again where the older OGs in the hood just don't give the younger brothers good advice. They just let them
get learn on their own, I guess you say.
And you know why? Because they were never taught to even care.
Yeah.
You know, it's doggy dog.
Doggy dog.
It's the body of the fittest. Oh, you don't get it? You'll get it. You go that way. Let them raise you.
Yeah.
So we don't need to. We have to really embrace our community and take it on. But we're afraid. Sometimes we're afraid of our own community. Like you said earlier on, that people said, "Oh, talk to my child. Oh, teach my child." We're not. We can, it's that connection has been severed, but we can repair it. And we can rebuild it. You know, call it out what you need. So, yes, the men, they didn't get it, but you cannot give what you do not have.
If you have
empty pockets, you have nothing to offer. If you have an empty mind, you have nothing to teach. If you have a broken heart, you cannot give the love. So it gets back to heal thyself. Heal yourself, repair yourself, and rely on a community. You can't just give up on each other.
Right.
Because what happened to you in 1995 and 2010, and just curse your life, because that's your life, and you have to affirm it. So your words have medicine, your words have power. So rather than curse the darkness, lift up the light that's within us. Lift up yourself, and it will just start permeating with a frequency that elevates as you keep going deeper and deeper to your own personal growth and elevation. I'm having a few events. I work. Somebody said, "Can you ever take a vacation?" I said, "I'm vacating now. This is my vacation, relax." I told that to you. Why not have my life as a vacation? I'm not trying to get away from this. I love it. I love my people. I love why I came on this planet. I love my mission. So this is fun. This is a joy. This is a privilege. So that's why I'm there. Now, that has something to do with how I started out. I started out as a very sick, and I was sick from age 7 to 8, 16 years old. I had asthma, allergies, hay fever, chronic PMS, constipation, eczema from head to toe. Emotionally, I was shut down, shut in, so I had a lot of issues. I'm grateful for those issues because it only took 2 21-day cycles to detox myself from those issues. And one of the first books I picked up was Dick Gregory, Cooking with Mother Nature. And I started to follow his method of fasting and cleansing, and then I put it on myself, and all the people, I was very social, people would come and visit me, and when they come visit me, I would give them juices, I would give them herbs, I would give them what is in nature, and that was my beginning, and I was able to get rid of all of those issues, and that opened up my heart tremendously. I said, if I can heal from all of that madness, that anybody can heal. And so I'm 52 years on this healing path, and I haven't turned back since, because it continues. It's a gift that keeps giving. Nature is a gift that keeps giving. And I know that if we clean up, if we go to nature and we start to detox consistently, that rage that we have in our family will begin to cut out. We will let it go, you know. I told my son this morning, he said something that was like, I said, you were too over the top when you focused on them. Tone down. Okay? Now, I talk this way because I have control of my emotion. And I'm breathing into clear, I'm eating all this. So he heard me. And he called the person up and he apologized. He said, "Oh, I didn't mean it. I was just wanting to go ahead and explain himself." I said, "I'm so proud of you that you were able to do that." He said, "You know, Mark, I can do that." I said, "Yeah, that's good." So, you know, we can retrain ourselves. Regardless, you think it's over because of this age or that age, you can start tonight and make an affirmation that tonight I begin my new walk. Your new walk is because you read a book, 2000 Season. Maybe you read a book, you know, just that inspires your life. Maybe read some of my work, but start tonight. Take a healing bath. I call it a love bath. Give yourself a self-care bath. Just find some hot water. Put a pound of Epsom salt, or Dead Sea salt in the water, Himalayan salt. Just put a few drops of rose oil or frankincense and myrrh, just 5 or 7 drops, and get into that bath. Turn off the lights. If you got a candlelight to turn the lights away to your new life, put some jazz music on in the bathroom. Just relax and let go of the negativity that you carry generations back. And say, today it starts with me. I'm going to clean up my past, my father's issues, my mother's issues. I'm going to clean it up. If I begin the new walk, it's me. There's one in every family. There's always one in every family. Someone one who knew. There was a grandmother, a grandfather who knew about herbs and bushes and plant life. And there was no back even then. But they took that from the motherland in the DNA, nature, to use nature to heal ourselves. And when we do that, we, our whole personality becomes into our real self. Being raised, and that's not the real self. That has been trained. That's been a training. If you train a dog to protect you and you give them peace and violence, that's what the training has been. That we would never come out of the cesspool system that has broken us. But I'm saying that we can, and I bear witness to enough men who were broken and raised up, and enough women who were broken and battered and raised up. So from whatever that level is, get the sea bars, just start tonight. Get the green light formula. Start where you can start. And then tomorrow add another piece to it. And this whole season, and take a 12 weeks, take 21 days, take 24 hours, whatever it takes, get your feet on the ground of wellness. This is our path. Why are we are the original healers. As African natural life, so when I was studying holistic health, in the nature of writing the book, or challenging the book Sacred Woman, I kept asking the question, so about herbs. Oh, that's, African natural life is started back in ancient Kemet. When it was based on a whole civilization based on balance, harmony, truth, and reciprocity. Oh, okay. I asked about aromatherapy. Oh, that we use the ancient oil to anoint ourselves, to purify our spirits, to lift our spirits. Oh, we started fasting and the fasting sanitarium and the hydrotherapy healing bath. Oh, that's all African natural lifestyle. Yoga practice, yoga, meditation. Oh, that's African natural lifestyle. Astrology, the stars of Mother Moon, that's African natural lifestyle. Everything they call New Age, which is a $1 trillion business.
Yeah.
It's all African natural lifestyle. So we were to take our culture back,
yeah.
We would take our dignity back, we would take our respect back. We would not have to sex each other and abuse each other and beat each other down. We would love each other through it because we obey our principle of Ma'at is about the heart. Allowing our hearts to purge. That's why black men are dying from a heart attack. It's a heart that breaks down after years of hurt and abuse and not feeling worthy. But we're getting that good resurrection. I see it there. We're calling for Haru to come out.
Okay.
That's the falcon. We want Haru to come out and get his wings and soar. We're calling for the great mother Osh to come and sit on her seat. A power in the start is going to sing to the power. We're calling for balance, Ma'at, so we get our wings. We're the original angels. We're literally angels on this earth. We just have to learn how to come into that sacred journey based on the mother principle of Nut. Mother Nut, who birthed our planet, who birthed us every single day that we wake up. It's in the art. We can see it. We can see it on the wall. The art is showing us the greatness of our beginning. That has never died. We have to clean up so that we can actually tap in to who we really are. We have to tap into Meshkinet and birth our purpose.
Right.
Everyone has a gift. And if we birth our purpose, we won't be in anger. We won't be rageful. There's so many times we just feel that we just never hit the mark. That we're at a job sometimes putting 40 hours into something that you hate. You know, something that's not really who you are. Are you a free man? I'm just asking you, are you a free man? Brother Rich, you're free. And what makes you free, Brother Rich?
Peace of mind, I would say, the way I think. I always told my queen when I if I pass away before her, I definitely want her to play the song Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way. I think what makes me free is that I navigate through life and I follow my passion the entire time. And I bet on myself and I won. You know, you go to Vegas and you gamble. Mm-hmm. I gambled on myself and I won big time. So it's mm-hmm. it's like the ultimate victory for me personally. You know, like everybody's success is personal.
Yeah.
I bet it on myself and I won. So I feel like a champion, like Michael Jordan when he won the championship ring. That's how my soul feels inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, that's how I feel inside. Real.
Are you working for yourself?
Yes.
Indeed, yeah. And you made it grow from where? From inside yourself?
Indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're unlimited.
Yes. Infinite.
That's why your soul is so full. You can't be filled by your soul is that filled up.
infinite, Queen, infinite. I feel infinite.
Yes.
I want to ask this super chat question because this is good. This is the one I missed earlier, Queen. They're asking, do you think the church actually helps women heal? Helps women heal who have been sexually abused, or is it a rush to forgiveness, or is the rush to forgiveness a detriment to healing? And that's a good question because when something happens to you, they be like, you gotta forgive the person. You gotta forgive the person. You gotta forgive. The person be like, goddamn, what if I don't want? What if I'm not ready to forgive? And it's like, that's a great question. Is that rush to forgiveness a detriment to healing? Is it really a rush to forgiveness? Yeah, I can't wait to hear your answer. This is a great question. Go ahead, Kim.
You can't rush healing. You can't rush forgiveness. You can't make yourself. You can't force it on yourself. But one of the ways of forgiving is to speak.
Speak.
You have to open up your mouth and say it out loud, because oftentimes the rage is so deep inside, the hurt is so deep inside of what has happened to you, that it just grows like as a monster, like as a cancer. So the first thing is to then say it out loud. This is what happened to me. This is who did it to me. And what you want is someone to own up to it. Now, that person may never own up. They're probably not going to own up to it. Say, I am powerful. Things never happen to me again.
Exactly.
So things have happened to us. You've been stolen. I said, oh, no, I've colonialized. I'm never going to divide and conquer my people, period. I'm just, all that has happened. So a lot of incest happened. A lot of abuse happened. So you have to speak it up and talk about it. And once you start to talk about it, then you can cry about it. You can open up your heart and let the tears pour out. And then you can write about it. You can scribe about it. And then all of that rage just starts to come out of you. Because if you own that and you have it and you can see the child, then that child will have that energy in and on them too. And now you're secure for the next generation. The same experience will happen. When I ask the women in my room care love training, I ask the women to go back to their mothers and talk about your birthing story. And what they find out is that that child that was 20, 30 years old, 40 years old, they go and talk to their mother, they realize it was the same story. What happened in their birth story, they had their children, and the mother carrying them, it just continues in generational. So if you hold on to that age and range, and you have to let it go, you have to process, you have to talk it out, you have to dance it out, pull it out of your soul to raise your vibration up and name it and claim it with power and strength. This will not happen to another one in my family. See, my sickness, what happened to me as even having children, I had to fight to have a natural childbirth in the second child. I lost the battle because I did not have a doula. I didn't have an advocate. I studied and I knew that I could have a natural birth childbirth. But my doctor said, when you sign this paper, you can go ahead and try to have one, but if you die, I'm not taking any responsibility. I said, give me that paper. What happened is I signed the paper, but then the doctor went and told my family, and they told me that's when I was crazy. So I did everything to go and have that birth. It didn't happen. Everything was working against me to the fullest of the whole story. And then I realized, I said, wait a minute, I'm carrying that. But how do I deliver myself from that? I help as many women, particularly black women, as possible, not that pain, in their birthing, to have whole children and to not carry that rage. I remember one time we were in a circle of women. I said, whoever heard you call his name out right now. See women crying different names, Kwame, Joseph, just names, it's pouring. No one heard anyone's name because of the drum. I was saying the drum, the voices were coming, and after you have one woman in the corner, she's pregnant, and tears are dropping down her face. Everything stopped. And I went, I put my hand underneath her chin, and the tear dropped into my hand. I said, there he goes. She fell out. The women cried over her, hugged her, embraced her, because she said, I will never speak his name again. And the tear came out anyway, and there he is in my hand. You're letting him go right now. Let him go all the way. And now from this point on, you're going to attract nothing but men who love you, because you are demonstrating such a level of love for you. It will never happen again.
Let me ask you, that's a powerful story right there, Queen. That is a powerful, powerful story right there. And, wow. Let me ask you this, Queen. Now, this is a personal question I want to ask you. You know, we're talking about, you know, the children being affected by the mothers and the father's relationship with each other and being maybe being emotionally abused by the mother, and we also brought up being emotionally abused by the father. From a personal experience, it's scary, yo. One time, Queen, well, not one time. My son just turned four, and he has this thing that he asks for. He wants a mommy-daddy hug. So what a mommy-daddy hug is, if one of us hug him, he'd be like, no, mommy, he wants all of us to hug each other.
No.
So when he does that, and we got this other thing we do that, I showed it to him one time, and he never forgot it. Like, we'll all put our hands there, and we'll be like, one, two, three, T-word. And, like, he never forgot it. Like, he'd be like, T-word, daddy, T-word, mommy. And so in my mind, and I tell you, it was a little rough the first couple of years when I had my son with my lady, just adjusting to this new child in our life. And, you know, the time we didn't have for each other that we used to have, it was real tough. And, it was scary seeing him act like this. I'm like, damn, Queen, let me ask you this. If things don't work out with your mate, should y'all stay together for the sake of the child, or, you know, because you see how much that child loves the family dynamic? Or if you're not happy, things go real, real bad, and you're not happy with that mate, and it just don't seem to work. You've been 7-8 years of straight arguing or whatever. Should you leave that mate because you're not happy? And if you're not happy, you're not going to make that child happy. What kind of decision should you make when you got a child that loves the family unit like that, Queen?
Wow, that child with such high frequency, that child came to teach, demonstrated through the action. That child was made out of love.
She was, pure love.
That, and you said
pure
love. High frequency.
High love.
Y'all at one.
Yeah.
He's at one. So he's going to only demonstrate what he loves, which is oneness. He demonstrated himself, which is yourself, and your highest frequency. That's what he was made out of. That's what I'm saying. We can't carry our sickness because then we've been human beings.
Right.
So he came as, he really is the savior. He made sure there was harmony.
Yeah.
Oneness. Do that again. Do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom and daddy hug. High frequency soul. You have to actually honor that. Now, whatever the couple had to heal, because you and your mate, y'all had to heal it up because he's such a high frequency. He helped you. He guided you. That's why the children can teach.
Yeah.
Not only one side of the parents can teach, my way or the highway. Children can teach. Right now, all my children are my teachers. They're my coaches. That's kind of a mind blower. Nova's working me out like a doctor. My son, my girls have to have your beauty and your look to be upgraded. My other ones handling the business of the product, they are coaching me in different ways. Your child came in this world ready because of his. What you created, it created more love between the two of you. Now, if you are in such a sick state as a couple, you might have had a moment of pure bliss and harmony. And suddenly, that's what you can see right at that moment. Then your other stuff jumps in. But the mother did, or not the mother, because you and the mother doing good. But other family members, you can carry our grandparents. We carry our unsaved. You know, we carry the family members that we act out. So, no, you don't have to say anything that's going to hurt the family, because that a sick union is going to make the child sicker. So you have to make a decision. If you are not able to heal each other or to heal yourself so you can have a healthier reflection, and you've done all that you can do, then you may end it for the sake of the family. Because you still are going to raise that child, even if you're not as a man and a woman in the house. Of course, it's going to be more challenging. The child's going to have issues because their family unit is not together. I mean, in my turn, I had to make a choice. I had to make a decision. And I said, well, would it be worse if I stay or if I go? I said, I have to go. Because what they'll come, they'll become something else. They may, I tell them what I just could have happened. I wouldn't want that for them. So I already had foresight. I made the the husband was a samurai. He was a master martial arts, and I became a martial artist because of the relationship. But so I became a fighter. I knew how to fight. So it was good. But we were fighting relationship, you know. So it's, you know, but it's all your destiny and your karma. So what I've observed in sacred women, the sacred women were crying. Some of the women were about to divorce their husband, and then they put their foot there and said, now you don't have to take man heal by yourself because we're on the same page. And so what I noticed time and time again, we have our graduation. Anybody would like to join us, come on.
This is good, y'all.
You can,
we're almost done.
We're having our first Christian Holistic Expo in L.A. Come out for that.
I just want to say the parent and child relationship is one of the most important relationships, guys. And if that ain't right, the whole union, you know, seems to fall. You know what I mean? So, very powerful lecture. We got about 20 more minutes in this, guys, and then I'm going to close out. But I hope you guys, you know, especially for the men who don't speak about it and who don't talk about it or they don't even have anyone to talk to, you know, Queen mentioned men healing circles, guys. I know when I was coming through my shit, I really didn't know, you know, everybody wanted me to have this outcome of letting me go and healing, but nobody wanted to walk with me. Well, few, now, I'm not going to, that's a lie, because there were few that are still, you know, with me and wasn't trying to control my journey and, you know, still walk with me, you know what I mean, and wasn't judging me and allowing me my space to heal how I heal, and I really appreciate that. But to the men who can't speak about it, you know what I mean, I hope you really got something out of this, right? In 2020, we coming in peace, right? All right, guys. I'll be back to close out.
Married for 30-some years. And they announced on Sunday, we did it together for 3 days in our retreat. And they said, because I took place in the journey, and my husband took man heal by himself, and I said, I don't know what's going to happen with us, because if you keep on carrying on like you can, we're not going to stay together. And so he started to detox, and he was no longer an angry old man, spirit enough to connect to his wife. And I saw love. And that is very common that I'm observing. The woman she starts, women are always going to be more into nature. And you know, we're always the forefront of it. It's just nature. We have to light the dark. We come to light the dark. It's light. We have overcome and destroyed. We're here for those who we hide their faces, sunk down to punish them, the women. We are the healers. That is who we are by our nature. So the men will come to support that. And that's what happens. So couples could be forced and say, we've been married for 20-some years, and now we married on this path. And now we're healing ourselves. Now, Bob Law said, and I interviewed him on, and I'd love for you to come on at some point on my podcast.
Definitely.
Yes. And he came on a sacred circle. He said, what I noticed, Queen, that you're raising sacred families. That's what you opened up with, sacred families. I wasn't bold enough to say that I'm raising sacred families, but that is what I'm raising. You know, my mother is here right now. My mother's birthday is going to be next, she's going to be 99. And I take care of her. You know, I give her the green light, and I give her the juice. She's frail. You know, she's not at her best, but she's alive, and she's in communication. And love each other. So I'm saying that as a healer, I'm talking to the healers. The woman healer, the healer of planet Earth, man who heals, can go from Imhotep, the first father of medicine, all medicine, holistic and allopathic, and give honor. But he can have a mother, and still the mother's mother aunt. And according to the physics of the mother, she carried him, and she had to carry that medicine inside of her, which is our culture. Our culture is our medicine. All plant-based, herbs, aromatherapy, massage therapy, reflexology, hydrotherapy baths, meditation yoga. We carry that as our culture, and that's passed down into a being such as the Imhotep and many great ones. So it's like we have to reset ourselves as a people. We have to come back to our beginnings in this current time right now and heal ourselves. You know, so that's it.
I'm going to take two more questions, Queen, because I had you on here for a while. I'm going to take two more. There was one question I wanted to ask, but the chat is like booming. I'm glad you're enjoying this chat. What's your website before I get to the next question, Queen? What's the website?
QueenofBird.com. QueenofBird.com. And just want to make some announcements for those who want to join me on any level, because we have the Sacred Women Ascension. You can come out to that. Or you can come and be a part of our spring summer 12-week journey, Man Heal Thyself. They're graduating too, and become a part of that. Womb Care Love, you know, Tumors, Fire Joys, all of those words I come to teach you for the top of the year. We have the 21-day detox. And we have some discounts. So you can, you know, this is special for this week for those who register this week. It's special 10% off of all the training. So you can join us and really take part. So it's www.asua.com, ASUA.com.
All right, next question. This is a good one. How do women who are guilty of being promiscuous as young women find forgiveness for themselves?
Oh, listen, you have been taught wrong, that's all. You didn't have a teacher. You didn't have a guide.
A lot of women feel as though there's not even nothing wrong with being promiscuous, Queen of Four.
Well, at the way you said it, I figured that they're upset about it. They want to change.
Yeah.
Want to change. If you don't feel like you don't change, you know, sometimes you get a screech. Oh, I have an STD. Now, wait a minute. Who was that? Who gave it to me? And you don't even know who gave it to you. You know you have the problem.
Mm-hmm, right.
So why are you bringing someone into your body? Because when you bring someone into your body, you have to understand that you're taking not only them, yourself, but their consciousness. What they think, what they feel, their hurt, their disappointment, their spirit,
yeah.
Their feeling is being injected into your body simply, and you're walking with them. So you walk with, so you have to be very kind. Are you willing to walk with anybody? And if you have all kinds of mixed people inside of you, maybe that's why you're off balance, why you're angry, why you're in a state of rage. Did they come to nurse you, or they come as a fly by night? Was it a hit and run lover? But she said, well, it's okay because I better have somebody, nobody. You better have you first so you can have one who loves you and nurtures you and respects you and lifts you up. Every woman wants that. They want to be cared for. They want to be loved. They want to be nurtured. They don't want to be run through. Because when somebody treats you like you're just a run through, it affects your self-esteem. So when they take those moments to think about it, and they say, we don't want that. I'm doing it because sometimes when it's having sex, because they feel like it's like a fool. They want to fill themselves up with something, even if it's not healthy. You're going to fill yourself over a man who's not loving, who's not kind, not patient, who's toxic, who's sick, then you're going to walk around with this sickness. And just think about it. If you write down all the men in your life and you're all over the place with this one and that one, think about why you're getting upset quick. Think about why you're holding rage. Think about how come you got that infection, that burning vagina, that itching vagina. You know, think about why you rage with men. You know, so think about it, just reflect. And do you want that life? If that works for you, my prayers go with you. But if you want to make a shift, then you come to teach. You come to learn how to nurture yourself and have self-love and self-care, because that's the beauty of a woman. If that's her temperament, is to be beautified and to be loved up, not to be abused by herself or anyone else. So to move into a sacred zone is a precious zone. If she's coming out of the mud, I look at a woman, it's about her becoming the full bloom. Out of the mud, that's an African concept. Think about coming out of the mud. Grief, pain, sorrow, abuse is the mud. You can grow out of the mud. You can learn from why you're in the mud in the first place. Think about your mother's mud and your grandmother's mud and keep that going. I met somebody, my granddaughter introduced me to somebody on the internet. I said, oh, she said, well, you know, I'm a hoe. I said, whoa. And my mother is a hoe. I said, okay. And then my grandmother is a hoe. Oh, I said, that's something else. This is what we've come to. That's the value. That sounds like a plantation. There's a love on a plantation. And the plantation.
can't tell women how to heal, you know what I'm saying? Nor should a woman tell a man how to heal. You know, we can support each other. But there is a book called The Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. Queen and then Afua, A-F-U-A. It's definitely a step, you know. There's about 10 minutes left. But sorry, y'all been running up and down the stairs. But Queen Afua, Sacred Woman, powerful book, guys. Look it up in just in your own time and in your own way, you know. As Brother Rich said, I did it my way. That's one of my favorite songs, too. So, yeah, get that book, you guys, to the women. And to the men, men heal thyself. There's a book for men. Men heal thyself. I am, like, on chapter 2. But, yeah, so, two good books, guys, for healing for you guys. All right, remember, do it your way. Let no one control your healing journey.
With my breath and with my behind, not with her mind or heart necessarily. So my prayer is, I'm not judging anybody, but I make your own choices. If that works for you, then more power to you. But I know in your soul it's not working for you. I know you're unhappy. I go to a million women. I know black women.
Yeah.
I know black women. I know their mothers. I know their aunties. I know their grandmothers. I know. When a black woman is going through all of that, she has been abused, hurt, and wounded. 5-year-old self that happened. And her 7-year-old self that happened. And then you'll see why she's doing what she's doing. It's not out of joy. It's not out of peace. It's not out of abundance. It's out of pain. But that is happening.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
All right, Queen. Let's get to this next question. What can we do during a full moon for womb healing? Is yoni steam helpful?
Oh, all of that is helpful. So the full moon represents the fullness of who you are. What at when you by the time you can really do it in the womb moon, but in the yoni steam in the womb moon. Because that's what it means.
What's a yoni steam for those who don't know?
Well, I would call it a Shishat steam. Yoni is from another culture. So I would say it's a Shishat steam, which is your vagina, when you steam it. And that so I would just say on the moon cycle, you would start it on the new moon, and then you would close it out and do a steam. It's like you steam your whole body. Like I work with steaming the whole body because I see a Ephesian center. So instead you're sitting on a box that has heat and herbs, specific herbs for the vaginal cleansing, and you will close your body up so that the steam comes directly into the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip, I speak a little bit about that inside the second book. And so then you go through that steaming. That may take 15 minutes, 30 minutes of steaming, and you may drink tea. Like I have a womb care love tea that I give to the women. So that's the steaming focus on the womb healing. So you sweat. And then you do it, so new moon to full moon, I would say would be the best time to do such a steam. But it's more than steaming. It's all about your diet, what are you eating, what's eating at you, your lifestyle. So what I teach is a womb care love lifestyle. And I'm having a womb care love party for the New Year, actually. On the 21st, I'm hosting one. And so women who want to learn more about that, you can, you know, check us on the website.
This is the last question I'm asking, Queen. A lot of the hurt that women may express toward their child's father or that they may take out on their child, boy or girl, can come from the fact that the man, the father of their children, cheated on them with another woman. She was in love with this dude, and he cheated on her. She's angry, and she's going to take it out on not only him, maybe through child support, but the child as well. My question to you is, Queen, a lot of men feel as though we're just doing what men do, that this culture, y'all got us in, not y'all, but they got us in. It's unnatural, and being tied to one woman is just not the African way of doing things. So what advice would you have for... I mean, do you think all this pain going around from a dude trying to get with another woman, do you think it's unnatural? Do you think that a man being with one woman was something that was forced on us by European culture, or do you think that our men simply need more self-discipline?
Well, we had all three different realms of being with each other, being with ourselves as African people. There was monogamy, there's polygamy, and there's celibacy. There's times when you have to be with yourself because you have to rise up, elevate. You keep attracting a lot of unhealthy relationships in your life. So you go within. You have time when you are celibate and building and purifying and cleansing and restoring yourself and going through that process of elevating yourself. And then there is monogamy, where it is a balance. And the symbol of the arm is that. It is really that. It's a, on the top of the arm represents life. It's an African symbol for life. Mm. And unity. So the womb is on the top. I have mine is over there. I want to go get it. The base represents the male principle. And on the side, the extension represents continuation of the people. The woman on the top is the male who's supporting. And then it represents the children from that union. So just on the arms alone, it wasn't two circles on the top and one on the bottom. So our ancestors basically gave us a formula to be able to continue our race. So now if you're going to have more than one, then you have to be honest. You have to come into the relationship. That's what makes one hostile and enraged, because you're telling a lie. That's not in my eyes. You're saying it's just me and you. So she opens her heart up. She opens up her vagina up. She opens up her soul up. And then she believes in you. And so that belief is then not the truth. Then the vexation. But understand that, you know, who is at fault is just your consciousness. The man who came to your life is a picture of yourself. So you could be angry at him. You want to get back at him, but you'll get back at your children, which is a continuation of yourself. And what step was you in? You heard that he was not the one, but you ignored it. You saw some action that wasn't right, but you just wanted somebody to hug you. You know, somebody to be with you, someone to be intimate with you. And so that this is the end result. You don't know his family. You don't really know him. You have enough time to really bond and learn from each other. Learn who you're dealing with as opposed to just be. So the concept of monogamy is just put it's written on in stone. And then, but if you're going to have more than one is to be honest and tell, I want more than one woman in my life. And then in the fullness of African culture, if he's doing that, then he can provide. Can you provide for two women or three women? If you can do that and then the other woman says that they agree with that, then you have an honest relationship. That's not going to necessarily work. It can or cannot work. It may still be, there may be so many dynamics, because see, between a man and a woman, there's enough going on. And you bring two women in with their issues and him, and he not knowing how to handle, because he's never had any training, no development, and how to be on that level, then your best bet is to heal yourself, get yourself straight, get yourself straight, regroup, get a man, a rites of passage training, learn how to be a man, get your finance together in an order, get yourself, are you angry at your mother still? Are you angry at your father still? Do you still have some of the tendencies that would destroy a monogamous relationship or a polygamous relationship or two or three girlfriend relationship? What are you working with?
Indeed, indeed. Listen, Queen, this show has been just as magnificent and even more magnificent than I thought it would be. I truly honor and appreciate you and your existence and what you have brought down here to this realm. So much you have done for so many people globally. So I just want to thank you from my heart for everything that you do. And let the people know, once again, everything you got going on, your workshops, books, everything. Let them know.
For those who want to just have a new beginning for 2023, you can join us. We're actually doing orientations right now. Those who feel like, I want to do this, I will give you, honor you for 10-minute tune-up. I'll be to let you know what's happening. And you register to be a part of our 21-day detox program. And so you have a few weeks to 25 days before it begins. So this is the perfect season to not get caught up with the holiday meal and make yourself sick of coming to 2023. And then those who say, you know, I want to check out Sacred Woman, then you can register orientation. You do have an expo. I haven't done this before. This is my first time. This is an Ascension Holistic Expo. We're going to be doing that in Los Angeles. And you come out to that. It's going to be 3 days of powerful teachers come to teach and workshop. At the same time, we're having a graduation class of Sacred Women and Heal Thyself. It's going to be a whole community of healing that's going to take place. A lot of the issues that we talked about tonight, we're going to be actually living that out. And the whole community, all those who are participating, they're going to be able to have answers. Because it's not from one person that we're going to heal. It's really from a community of others who have like minds, like you, Brother Rich, and your wife. You know, thank you for being able to maintain, essentially maintain, thank you for being able to sustain and be consistent, because this is our medicine. Right here, this is our medicine right here.
Yes.
You bring these stories and you bring the people together and you ask the questions and you have to think about it and process and maybe I can do this and I can shift. And I see how you're doing with the entrepreneurs and you're supported by Black, by from us, for us, created by us. This is medicine. This is empowerment. So all of this, like, we all are needed. Even in your pain, we're needed. We need you. Because you're going to tell somebody that that's not the way to go. I went there, and I changed my life, and now my life has been changed. So everybody here could teach someone in our community if once you take your steps forward. So tunafood.com, I look forward to supporting our community. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I almost brought me to tears with that one. I am that one. With everything that transpired in 2022, which I'll be telling my story more later and helping more people as they heal through it, you know, if it's deemed for me to do that. But this was powerful. So, Queen, if you can feel me, Brother Rich, if you can feel me, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Many that know me, those that know me know why I wanted to end the podcast with that, because that's powerful. That, in a nutshell, all the healing that I did in 2023, especially when it comes to my mother, and the healing as a male in this society, you know, where men's emotions are suppressed, you know, I was the one who project pain, and it was nasty, y'all. It was nasty. But I needed it, and again, thanks to everybody who was patient with me through that, because I needed all of that. And thank you for the ones who challenged me as well through it all. You know, you didn't have to put in a note to you know, you didn't have to, I'm not going to go there. You didn't have to try to cast spells to, you know, get me up out of here. You know, you didn't have to go that far. But when we are in pain, and we want to express ourselves, sometimes we need avenues, because I'm the one who expressed himself on a major level, you know what I'm saying, where everybody heard me. Everybody didn't like it, but everybody heard me. But it shifted a lot of healing that needed to take place on a level. And there's still some healing that need to be done, you know what I'm saying? So I come from a line of strong Black women, and I appreciate all of you. I appreciate the ancestors seen and unseen, because, you know, sometimes when we're going through, as a man, you know, when we're going through that dark night of the soul, sometimes nobody really listens to us. So, Queen, thank you. Brother Rich, thank you for that. And to my grandmother, thank you, you know, because she's still with me through all of it. And always have been here with me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, join me every weekend tomorrow. I don't know what I have on the calendar, but join me tomorrow for Spiritual Soul Sunday. I will be on 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, every weekend here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. And then remember, in 2023, we come in peace. All right, guys, till next time.
Mommy cooked them good home cooked bits today.